Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Allison?
This is.
Oh, hi, Allison. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We're almost there, not that we're counting. So let me see here. It looks like you were speaking with Tara, and I know that she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Nope, I think that she pretty much explained it.
Yeah, thank you for that. That means she did a really good job explaining it too, so I appreciate that. So the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So let's see here. Oh, wow. Okay, so I can apply the legacy rate pricing for you. That's exclusively for businesses that are 10 years and above. That's a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Allison, is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that happens to be a different search result altogether. So once we program ML Dirt Inc. into the mobile platform, what will happen is now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you're going to be able to capitalize on. Okay? So I'm looking at your business Facebook, and it's excellent that you already have one. Did you build that?
Yes.
Good for you, Allison. That's awesome. So the reason I ask about the Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool how it works. The search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So let's say they put in excavation, land clearing, dirt work, demolition, you know, anything that's relevant to what you do. Well, next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will now be an ad for ML Dirt coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then also, this program comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to not only see the new clients that you're receiving, but you'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. And being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I know that you'll absolutely love this program. Now, tell me about what happened with the site. How come that came down? Is it just because you didn't like it or you didn't feel that you needed a site, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, I took the time to build the site, and it was with GoDaddy. And then first some reason, I think it was like a yearly renewal type thing to keep the website up.
I see.
And we didn't know that, and so they took it down, and it was just, when I went to just like go pay for it again, they were like, oh, you'll have to start all over. And we haven't really had to do a lot of advertising because we've always been so busy, and it's just not, it's not something that we've needed.
Right.
But now with the way the housing market is, this is, you know, something that we have to do is market ourselves more. So, we didn't renew it, because we didn't need it. And, to be honest, like I don't, even in the future, like I don't really feel like it's something that we'll necessarily need. I can build one, like we have our Instagram, which is where we post most of our stuff. And,
good for you.
Like the Facebook one. So, yeah, it's just, I don't think something that we really, I don't think people are going to necessarily go to our website to check out stuff when they can go to a social media platform.
Right, right. Yeah. A website in and of itself, you're 100% correct, will never bring you new clients. It's more relevant for existing clients that already know you type thing. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
The reason I'm kind of asking a little bit about the site is I want to let you know that we build Google compliant websites here also. We charge an additional $400 to put them together, but I'm going to try to get one included for you at no additional cost. And the reason being is it is 2022 and you might eventually need it anyway. The reason these sites are bringing our clients a lot more new business as opposed to just having a website in and of itself is they're built by the Google compliant technicians, so they're highly rankable sites. So in order to do that, I'll send a request out to my supervisor and I'll explain your situation and I'll get an approval or a denial. The beauty of this is if I get the approval, you have tons of content on your Instagram and on your Facebook, so we can pull images right off of that and put the sites together with your own content. So that will definitely help you with branding. Okay, so I'll send out the request and just make sure that I can get that approved because I really think that you'll, you know, benefit from it in the long run. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information, Allison. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Allison, A-L-Y-S-O-N, @mlgirt.com.
So Allison, A-L-Y-S-O-N, correct, @mlgirt.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then your last name, please?
Liston, L-I-S-T-O-N.
Okay. And then is the 3595 number, the one ending in that, the one that you'd like to display on Google?
No, it'll be 801.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I might need to, I don't know which number he would want. Probably 801-455-5527.
Okay. 801-455-5527, correct?
Yes.
And then do you want, well, I'll just put this one in here as a secondary line. Is this phone number the one to receive correspondent account? Like if we had to send you a text message or something, it would go to the 7384 line?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let me put that. And I'm putting the other number as a side note for the technicians that it's an alternate number. So if you talk to your husband and he'd rather promote the other number, just let us know. Any revisions that you make, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. Now, for the listing on Google, do you want the ink on there, ML Dirt Ink?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think so, too. It's a preference. You don't have to have it, but if you have an incorporation, I always feel that it adds to your credibility, but you don't have to have it on there. You know what I mean?
That's fine. You can add it on there.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good thing to have. And then is the Redwood Road address, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address, Allison. It will be there within about 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that code, just make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I can secure the position using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Credit card.
Okay, and is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both.
Okay, and then same billing address?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for my name on the card is a different last name.
So let me just.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Allison, any middle name or initial?
I don't think so, but the last name on the card is Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R.
Okay. Thanks for that heads up. I fixed it. I put Allison Kimber for the billing, but for the account, I put Allison Liston, so. Let me just store the information, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 3727.
Okay.
238-079-01035.
Okay, expiration?
Let me look at.
Wow, did you do that by memory?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. That's what I love about women business owners. You're great multitaskers. That's awesome. You must have a photographic memory.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
January of 2026.
Okay, and then the four-digit code on the front?
2850.
So I'm going to read it back just to make sure I got it right. You said 3727-238-079-01035?
Yes.
And then 1 of 26, and the code is 2850.
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Allison, is go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So what this says, and some of it's a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ML Gurr, Inc.
Okay, thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Allison Liston, Administrator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 20th. I had to check the calendar. In the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that completes the voice verification recording. Now, my technician will call you later today, and I did get the site approved for you, so we'll be pulling content off of the Facebook and the Instagram, and they'll go over your client interview where they talk about your keywords and getting you all set up. That call will take about 20 minutes. I'll tell you what I have available, and you can let me know. I have a 10 o'clock available, an 11, a 2, or a 4.
Let's do 11 o'clock.
11, okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from 11 to 12 o'clock Mountain Time. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic, Allison. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, okay. I gave you that legacy rate pricing, which is not available to the general public. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from us right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on that, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's a box that you have to check if you scroll all the way to the bottom, and then type your name in. Now, since the billing had Kimber, type it in as Allison Kimber and hit Confirm Signature. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, the toll-free number for customer support is also on that text. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, just plug in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk. If you just needed to make an update or you had a billing question or anything like that, just use that same number and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go, Allison. I'm so glad that it worked out. Welcome aboard. I know that you'll absolutely love the program, so have a very profitable year, and then stand by. My technician will be calling you between 11 and 12, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.